that Mike Colleo even survived his heroics is nothing short of miraculous. On April 7th, 1945, on the front lines in Germany under heavy Nazi gunfire, Colleo had one gun shot from his hands while charging several machine gun nests. Then he hopped on an American tank, standing on top of the tank, firing its machine gun. That jammed. He remembered it like it was yesterday.
Got shot at there, pretty much shelled and shot, and we were all laying down on the ground there, and the light tanks came up, and then I got up and I hollered to him and tell him, let's go. And that's when they shot the gun off my hand. That's when I got on the tank. They told me in a tank where the machine guns were until they ran. My gun jammed anyway on a tank. Got off in there and gave me the Thompson.
Colleo then grabbed a wounded buddy and took him to safety, all the while under enemy fire.
After I got done, I suppose I was scared as hell. And but the time when you see your friends getting killed alongside of you, then you start thinking a little bit more, hey, my friends are getting killed. Me going to get killed or they're going to get killed, one or the other.
Colleo was just 19 years old when it all happened. He said he didn't even know what a Medal of Honor was. Although he didn't consider himself any more heroic than the rest of the guys in his unit, he took pride in serving his country. He said people shouldn't take freedom for granted.
I think a lot of young people don't realize that we're free. We're a country that's free.
Michael Colleo was 86 and passed away in his hometown of Duluth. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.